Hey, thank you, Kelly. 754 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the local hometown attention from the whole crew there, whether it be Dubby or Chip or Steven, the whole gang. Stop by and see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abruscato of the A-Team, checking in. Well, Captain Bobby, let's talk about this. Is it a good time to, what, change the lower unit oil in the engine or reorganize our tackle box? What are you thinking?
All the stuff that you put off when the fishing's good, that's what you do right now, man. I'm telling you, dude, it is brutal right now, man. You got, you know, not only do we have these weather swings where it goes from T-shirt weather to toboggan weather and then all that, you know, which we can overcome that. But when you start dealing with fresh water levels that we have right now, if you're a saltwater guy, dude, it just gets, and you know this, it just gets tough because, you know, you're trying to catch fish that literally can't, they have to have salt or salinity just to survive. So you're trying to find places where they might be, where there's a little bit of salt water, and there ain't much of it, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got flood stages at Barry Steam Plant, over 14 feet at Barry Steam Plant. So, and you can see the satellite imaging, a big freshwater plume coming down the bay. So what do you do if you're in that situation? You had to go catch a redfish or a speckled trout today. Where do you go? Where do you look?
Well, the best, you know, the places that actually hold salinity, I mean, the traditional thinking is, oh, you just go find the deep holes and there's salt there. Well, that sounds good, except the fact that there's siltation moving in with the fresh water, which is moving above those deep holes, which basically turns the deep hole into like a pitch black midnight darkness. So, you're going to have to get real lucky to get, you know, around fish and bounce it off their nose. The other option you got is to get near shore. Now, that's weather dependent, which also makes it a little tough, especially this weekend, because you're really not going to have great weather to get out there. But if you can get, when I say near shore, I'm talking about, you know, lighthouse, close-in rigs, and that sort of thing, because there's definitely going to be salinity there, and there's plenty of fish there. But you have to have the right weather to do that. If you can do that, that's the deal. You're getting out there with some fresh natural bait in the form of shrimp or squid or cut bait or gulp. Gulp works extremely well on that. That thing, because all of those fish will eat that. What I do, you know, when I get days like, weekends like this, man, this is the kind of stuff where I clean off my rigging table, take the tackle boxes out of the boat. I keep all mine mostly in my boats, pull them out, get the rusty hooks off the top water baits and the mirror lures, and take the old jig heads that are rusted that you're never going to use again and bag those up and throw them away. And, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe take a look at my reels and see which one need a little cleaning or maybe needs a little service, those kind of things. And,
Does that tell you all something?
So when we get this good weather and the fishing gets better, you're ready to go.
Does that tell you all something that Captain Bobby's doing all that? He's not fishing. That's a heads up. That's a tip in itself. But you know what? This too will pass. Conditions will get better.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to get a trip booked for when things get a little saltier out there, tell them how to get in touch.
A-Team Fishing's the way. A-Team Fishing.com is the easiest way. And we are doing that. As a matter of fact, I get a lot of calls this time of year from the people that go with me quite a bit, and they know, you know, to what months and what moon phases to pick. So we're getting a lot of those. So if you're interested in going, now's a good time, even though it's not that great of fishing, now's a good time to book your trip for the early spring through the summer.
There you go. Captain Bobby, as always, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
We'll do. The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company.